1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. How are you? We asked just before our last break for just three women to call this show that know how to play drums, and we haven't gotten a one. What does that tell you about the female audience to this show? It is non-existent. If I can't pull three female drummers, and I got Melissa Morgan, who writes for our show and is a tremendous human being and a great asset to us, and Melissa started out being a fan of the show, and she became one of our writers, and she says to me, your female audience is enormous. I'm telling you, Phil, you just don't get it. It's enormous. I said, no, it is not. I know how to read a ratings book as well as the next guy. We got nothing but men listening to this show. No, you just go right ahead, and you ask your audience for three female drummers. There's so many women listening to you, there's bound to be three female drummers. Well, there ain't. Hey, Mike, did you get one female drummer? You didn't even get any women calling, did you? You got one woman claiming that she's wetting her pants, and that's it. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger. I'm not really disappointed. You guys are looking at me like I'm really pissed. I'm not. I'm fine. Even Elena didn't call in, did she? Our old friend Elena, who knows how to play the stinking drums, she gave me these Zildjian sticks. She even gave me a drum pad for Christmas. She ain't listening. She don't care no more. She don't care at all. Is she even still working at KFI, or has she moved on to bigger and better things? Isn't she, like, doing bikini ads now or something? Bikini wax ads? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Doug Danger on the line with us from the Orange County Courier to give you an idea of what is going on these days. The Wall Street Journal did some background checking. And the Wall Street Journal apparently found out the votes of some of the Academy members, and they published it. And in their published report, I believe they say they found out that, oh, who won the best picture was Cider House Rules, and I think that the best actress was Annette Bening, something like that. I think Kevin Spacey won best picture was American Beauty, and best actor was Denzel Washington. And they published this in their newspaper, and it's gotten a lot of people with the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences very upset, very angry. And we're doing our pre-Academy Awards special program. We want to bring on from the Orange County Courier in Santa Ana, California, Doug Danger. Good afternoon, Doug.
Phil, good afternoon.
What do you make of all of this?
I will tell you what I've been doing as an entertainment writer, Phil, and I have been reviewing films for the last 15 years for the Orange County Courier. I've also been doing it freelance. I have called the editorial offices of the Wall Street Journal because I'm a fellow journalist, and I have asked them, and I have been very adamant, I have asked them not to publish the results of these interviews. I had asked them not to release the results of these interviews of who will win the Academy Awards. I told them that I felt that they were going to ruin this show for millions and millions, if not billions of people worldwide. This is a ceremony steeped in tradition. And as you can see, Phil, they completely ignored my feelings about this, and they published this. Now, I am a gay man as well as a gay journalist. I have been out for the last 2 years. And I don't know whether you know how difficult it was for me to come out of the closet and admit that I'm gay. But I admitted before a panel of fellow journalists that I am gay. And now the Wall Street Journal slaps me in the face with their homophobia because they apparently don't like gays, that they will not do what I ask them to do. I'm going to give them until Sunday to at least apologize for releasing this, or I will write a blistering editorial in the Sunday Orange County Courier because I'm sick of it.
And well, now, the Wall Street Journal is doing their job, aren't they, as reporters?
We're entertainment writers, and our number one job is to make sure that we keep the excitement generated, that we keep the emotion generated, that we keep the publicity generated for one of the biggest events in the entertainment world. Year in and year out, every year is the Academy Award presentation, all right? The Wall Street Journal, because they're not in Hollywood, and because they do not have the inside access and the inside scoop on what's going on in our industry, they decided to publish this article after interviewing a handful of Academy members and publish the results of their very cursory study of who they think is going to win the Academy Award.
Well, who do you think is going to win the Academy Award?
I think Cider House Rules is. And
well, so they published that they thought American Beauty was.
Yeah, but they interviewed Academy members. They went out and tried to find out actually who was going to win. And that really tightens my jaws. That tightens them up very significantly. And I told the Academy, that I told the editorial office of the Wall Street Journal that. Now, I'm a gay man and as a gay journalist. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist and some of the things I've been up against in my career, I can smell homophobia.
All right, so they you wrote, did you write them? Did you speak to anybody?
I sent them numerous emails. I called numerous times. I said, please do not publish the results of this journalistic effort about who is going to win the Academy Award. The Wall Street Journal ignored me. They went ahead and did it. And I just don't think...
Why? Why do you suppose they did this?
Why?
Yeah. Why would the Wall Street Journal go ahead and destroy the fun that most of us would have on a Sunday night watching the Academy Awards?
Well, first of all, Phil, I think you have to understand, I think your listeners have to understand, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I understand that this is a ceremony that's steeped in tradition. We're talking about the Academy Awards, a formal recognition of some of the first and the finest artists in the world. Its roots are in the theater. Its growth is the growth of culture. It reflects the growth of culture. The Academy Awards are a covenant, a very sacred covenant, Phil, between artist, the artist, and his followers. I, for instance, could ask you, Phil, which artist do you follow?
Which artist do I follow?
Which artist are you a follower of, yeah.
Which artist am I a follower of?
I think you understand the question.
Yeah. Which artist am I a fan of?
No, it's more than just fan. We're more than fans. We're followers of artists in America. Which artist do you follow? Which artist do you do what he tells you to do? Which one?
Do what he tells me to do. I mean, I'm a fan. I'll always be a fan of Al Pacino.
All right. That's a good example of who you follow. And this is the sacred covenant that we have between the followers and our artists. And where the artist bestows upon his followers an illumination of self, that is what is great about art, and that is what the Academy Awards is all about.
And well, when we look at the Oscars, and we watch the Oscars on TV...
Ow, ow, ow. Whoa. Hold on for just a second, okay? First of all, you don't want to call it...
What happened?
Well, forgive me, but I got a problem with calling it what you just called it. It's the Academy Awards.
I called it the Oscars?
Ouch. That hurts, okay? No, seriously, Phil, I want you to have a little bit of respect for it. It's called the Academy Awards, and you call it, okay, have a little bit of respect. Call the Academy Awards, and not the other thing you just said.
The other thing I just said was Oscars.
Ow. Okay, you hear that? That hurts me. Ouch. That hurt a lot.
The fact... Well, okay.
I know you find it amusing, and it's kind of funny, but I work in the business, okay? I work in the entertainment business. I'm a writer for the Orange County Courier. I cover movie stars and movie actors every day, and it's the Academy Awards. And the fact the Wall Street Journal has ignored my pleadings, we now have to deal with homophobia in the journalistic court. If the Wall Street Journal does not apologize for the virulent homophobia that they have expressed to me and other courageously out gay journalists in the country. Yeah, there's not a lot of us, Phil. And for instance, Phil, I wouldn't call the radio industry award the golden mic, the Goldie. So don't disrespect us and call it the thing that you called it.
The thing that I called it was the Oscars.
Ouch, ouch, ow, ow, ow. That's like sitting on a blowtorch, okay? Now, I'm gay, and you know that I'm out, so I know what I'm talking about. That's like nails on a blackboard, okay?
All right, we have Doug Danger on the line. I don't understand. I mean, okay, fine, the Academy Awards.
It's just something out of respect.
Okay, fine. We have Doug Danger on the line at 1-800-449-8686. He is a member of the Journalistic Corps. He's a writer for the Orange County Courier, which is a publication here locally in Southern California. And you wrote to the Wall Street Journal asking them, you were aware of this?
I was aware that they were doing this article. I was aware that they were looking into the voting habits of the Academy, yeah.
So you were aware that they were going to find out or try to find out who the actual winners of the Academy Awards were what's the word I'm looking for?
Just before.
Yeah, just before the Academy Awards. And you asked them not to do that.
I asked them not to do this because it was ruin it for everybody. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. They know I'm gay.
And because they went ahead and published it anyway, you think that that is virulent homophobia?
Oh, I think it's rampant. I think it is an example of what's going on in my business. It's going on all over America, don't get me wrong. But I think it's an example of what's going on in my business. I'll tell you something, Phil. If they decide to do this, I mean, and they have decided to do this, so it's a fait accompli. I am going to write a very scathing article putting it down in the Orange County Courier.
All right, now let me ask you something. The Wall Street Journal is a national paper. The Orange County Courier is local. What kind of import or impact is your article going to have?
Well, Phil, you know, you can belittle me all you want, but...
I'm not belittling you. I'm asking you honestly, what kind of effect is your local article going to have?
Well, when the message is as important as mine, it doesn't matter where it's published. It's going to be written, and it'll be heard. You know, the civil rights movement started with just a few pamphlets. The American Revolution started with just the Federalist Papers and some British general wiping his rear end with it. But sooner or later, people are going to hear about it. And these homophobes, the Wall Street Journal, who hate me and don't want me to be happy, so they publish the results of the Academy Awards to piss me off and the other gay journalists, such as they are.
How many other out gay journalists are there covering the Academy Awards?
Not very many. Probably about another, like, two guys that I know about. There's just three of us. So
who are they?
I think that's none of your business.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, as to why it is. He is going to publish a scathing article about the Wall Street Journal Sunday in the Orange County Courier. He believes the Wall Street Journal publishing the results of a study they did, the Academy members, publishing the results of the voting as to who would win the Academy Award for Best Picture, for example, is the result of homophobia. He asked them not to do it. They did it anyway, so he thinks they hate him. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger on the line, respected journalist, and entertainment writer, and music writer for the Orange County Courier, an openly gay man, gay journalist, as he has told us, who actually was in contact with the Wall Street Journal and asked them not to publish the results of their interviews with Academy members on who they voted for Academy Awards. You felt that by publishing the results, it would ruin the Sunday night. Now, they only published, what, 6%? It's like they talked about 6%?
Well, Phil, what they did was they talked to about 6% of the Academy membership, and from that, they collated, they extrapolated, I guess, the results that American Beauty would win. Now, this is not unlike what the exit polls do, that when the news networks take a exit poll and find out who wins an election. What I find to be a major piss-off is that they did not allow the rest of us to enjoy a beautiful Sunday night at the Academy Awards where we could really have some fun. Instead, they published this. Now, I told them I did not want them to do it. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I you know, I'm very honest with it. I knew they'd be homophobic about it, and they went ahead and did it anyway, which proves they're homophobic.
It proves that they don't like you, is what it proves.
Well, that means that they're homophobic.
If they did it at all, if it had anything to do with you at all, okay?
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, did they even read your emails?
Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm very outspoken. People know who I am. I'm sure they were sweating bullets at the Wall Street Journal because I'm going to write an article on Sunday that is going to peel the skin off somebody's hide as a result of this. And
all right, I mean, I'm just saying, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, you know, there's a whole lot of... You say there's only three other gay journalists?
There's only three out gay journalists that I know of, yeah.
That are out?
That are out, yeah. There's a lot of gay journalists, so probably only three or four that are out.
Here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was just wondering how in the world disagreeing with the newspaper's position on a story that you want them to release makes them homophobic.
I think I've explained that, sir.
I mean, if I'm a straight man,
they do not respect gay men or gay journalists.
And I call the newspaper and say, "Hey, please don't print a story," and then they go ahead and do that. Does that make the newspaper anti-straight?
I'm saying to them that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay. And they
right,
do
and
not. They do not
respect.
There's
nothing wrong with that. But why would this be a homophobic issue? They're not addressing your sexuality. They're addressing the Academy Award.
Why would they ruin a Sunday night for everybody after I asked them not to do it?
Okay, I'll grant you that point. I'll grant you the point that they ruined Sunday night. How does that make them homophobic?
I asked them not to do it.
And since you asked them to do that, not to do that,
and they went ahead and did it anyway,
that makes them homophobic.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so and I'll.
I'm glad I can help you.
I'll ask you my question again. If I see a story in the newspaper that I don't like, and I call the newspaper and say, "Hey, please don't print
there's no
the story
anti-
anymore,"
I'll answer your question. There's no anti-straight bias in our society. There's only anti-gay bias. and as a gay man, as a gay journalist, which is what I am. I'm gay, okay?
Congratulations. I think that's fine. But
well, what is that? Is that some kind of sarcasm? Whoa. Is that sarcasm?
The Academy Awards make them anti-gay.
Is that sarcasm?
What, being congratulations for being gay?
Yeah.
Well, the congratulations is sarcasm. The being gay is your choice. I don't care whether you are or not.
It's not my choice. I was born that way. Okay. So you're homophobic, all right?
No, the guy's not homophobic. He said, yeah.
Well, why would he make the... No, why would you say choice? You know as well as I do it's not choice. I didn't make a choice to be gay. I didn't make no choice to have people make fun of me. That's not something you choose. I don't choose a lifestyle to have people ridicule me, okay? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm very proud of that.
All right, okay. Thank you for your call. I think you misunderstood the man. He was just saying...
No, I didn't misunderstand him. He said, that's your choice, okay? The guy's a homophobe, and he's a closet homophobe, but he is. And homophobes are what kept me from having the Wall Street Journal do what I wanted them to do. They're not doing what I'm doing because they're homophobes.
And because Doug Danger in the Orange County Courier in California asked them not to do it.
Are you homophobic, too? I mean,
you know very well that I'm not. I'm just asking the question. Never mind. We can answer it later. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. Because they didn't do what he wanted them to do, it makes them homophobic.
I didn't say hobophobic. I said homophobic.
That's what I said, homophobic. I ask my wife to do things sometimes, and if she says no, it doesn't mean because she's anti-male.
There's no anti-male bias. You misunderstand. There's anti-gay bias. Okay.
I don't think that's exhibited here.
I want to tell you something, okay? And I want, if you wouldn't mind, sir, just please listen to this. I'm gay.
I know.
Okay?
Okay.
You wear that?
You've said it repeatedly, yes, sir.
And I'm a gay journalist.
Good for you.
All right, well, then you know what I'm talking about.
Well, what are you saying?
I just said it. I just want to make sure he knew.
He knows. I know. You're gay.
But you feel because...
I'm gay. Are both of you guys aware that I'm gay?
Yes. He knows it. I know it.
Both of you.
Both of us.
Was Woodward and Bernstein anti-Republican because they published what they published? If, say, some Republican back then said, please don't?
There is a long-standing history...
I think you're blowing this way out of proportion.
Wait a second. There's a long-standing history of homophobia. And I came out of the closet. I know. When I came out of the closet, I saw it. I was in front of a hundred of my colleagues at a luncheon in Hollywood, California, and I said to them, I'm gay. And all of a sudden, I couldn't get interviews with some of the top stars. All of a sudden, I couldn't get interviews with some of the top studios. All of a sudden, they didn't want me to have anything to do with it.
No, wait a second, man. There's a lot of big stars that are gay. There are a lot of gay actors and performers and musicians. I dare say that there are people...
Oh, really? Is Kevin Spacey gay?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's too afraid to admit if he is or not.
I don't understand what being gay or straight has... to do with this story.
Let me ask both of you. Are you gay, sir?
No.
Mr. Henry?
No, I'm not.
Then how could you guys understand?
Understand what?
Me, as a gay man, as a gay journalist.
I don't think gayness has anything to do with this story.
As a gay man and as a gay journalist, this is what I'm up against each and every day, what you two guys are putting on me.
Oh, come on, man. I'm not putting anything...
If you ask anybody to do anything for you... And they don't want to do it for whatever reason.
Well, why wouldn't they do it? Why wouldn't they do it?
Well, maybe they don't want to. Maybe
it's
a story.
Because they're homophobes.
Maybe it's journalism to them, and they feel that this is a story that they want to publish.
See, here's the thing, Doug, if I may say this. You know, as much as I look forward to the Academy Awards, the Wall Street Journal did nothing wrong. They're journalists. They published the results of polling. This is not a national secret. This is not national security. This has nothing to do with point shaving. This doesn't have anything to do with manipulating the outcome of a sporting event. They simply found out ahead of time what these people voted on. And
well, listen, Phil, do you work in the entertainment industry or do you not?
I'm on the radio.
Then why would you say something like that? See, that smacks of homophobia. They should do this out of respect for gays.
Do it out of respect.
That's right.
It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger, or entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, who is very upset about the Wall Street Journal publishing the results of a story they were doing on how some Academy members voted in the Academy Awards. What do you think, Doug, about my statement that this is not national security? you know, this doesn't have anything to do with the anti-payola laws. This doesn't have anything to do with fixing a game show. This is a polling that took place of the members of an organization on some awards dinner that they're having, and the Wall Street Journal published it.
Is more than an awards dinner. This is a covenant, a sacred agreement between the artist and the people that follow him.
And a sacred agreement, yeah, but it's still...
It is an American institution that I think has more to do with our love of the film and our love of the arts than anything else. And I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist. The anti-gay bias in Hollywood had been long-standing until I came out of the closet and other guys like me, other writers like me. I asked the Wall Street Journal, try not to be homophobic and don't publish this. And they went ahead and did it anyway.
But, I mean, we've had people saying it might not have anything to do with your gayness.
Well, then you just don't know life, man, and you don't know living in America.
All right, maybe I don't. Here is Apple Valley on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hey, the point I wanted to make is that what you're calling homophobia is actually indifference.
What do you know about me?
Homosexuality has anything to do with it. You're beneath the Wall Street Journal.
Let me ask you a question. What do you know about me?
I know that you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, good. Good man. Good for you.
Okay. Now, there's no really point to that beyond...
There's a big point to that because gay people have had it tough.
Well, sure they have, but I get the impression that you go around arguing with people all day long, and every time somebody disagrees with you, they're homophobic.
You know about the anti-gay bias in America.
We got it already, all right? I mean...
You know that I have a companion, and in California, Proposition 22, which would have made it legal for us to get married, the anti-gays...
What to do with the Wall Street Journal?
Let me tell you something. You know 22 got defeated in California. Is that homophobia or is that homophobia?
Well, you might have a point there, okay? But
okay, there you go. I got a point. And the Wall Street...
But the Wall Street Journal's published in New York. A bastion of liberalism, far more than California. California is Mississippi compared to New York, okay? So you got to live in California, you got to expect it.
Well, you know something, man? And your tone of voice, too, you're yelling at me.
Yeah.
Bill, can I make one more point to the gentleman?
Don't do that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Doug, when you disagree with your gay friends, do you accuse them of homophobia? What do you call them?
They can't be homophobic. They're gay.
Well, that's my point. Any straight person who disagrees with you is a homophobic, so what do you accuse your gay friends of?
That's a possibility.
Well, is everyone else wrong,
saying,
or is it possible that it's you?
Look, I'm gay, and I'm a gay journalist. I write the truth. That's what I do. Wall Street Journal didn't do what I wanted them to do.
They didn't
now,
do what you wanted them
I'm
to do
write
because
an article.
You're insignificant.
I'm insignificant? You know, the
you're
civil rights...
You're insignificant. You're beneath the Wall Street Journal.
The civil rights movement started with a pamphlet. I have the courage to write the truth.
It's settled with Wall more Street, than a single person also.
The Wall Street Journal is homophobic.
Oh, man.
Don't minimize me, Mr. Hendry, and don't laugh at me, pal.
I can't help it.
Yeah, you can't help it? Don't do it.
Well, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to this guy on the phone. Don't laugh at me.
I'm sorry,
all right,
Doug,
sir.
You're just so absurd.
Thank you for your call. Here is Youngstown on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, it seems to me that you're one person out of the millions that read the paper, and just because they went ahead and published it, it could have been for reasons of profit. You're gay. They probably don't care either way if you're gay or if you're not. It seems to me you're asking
anything?
For special treatment just because you're gay.
You know anything about me?
No, I don't, but I hear
you
what you're saying.
Tell me something you know about me.
I know that you're gay, and I know
that
you're
it.
A gay journalist.
Okay, there you go.
So you know, you've asked that question.
Well, you know that I'm gay, right?
Yes.
And I'm also what?
A gay journalist.
I asked her. I didn't ask you, Phil. What am I?
You're a gay journalist.
A gay man and a gay journalist.
Yes.
Okay, then why didn't the Wall Street Journal publish what I want them to do if they are?
Why shouldn't
they? Do you realize what my article is going to do to the Wall Street Journal? I'm going to write an article in the Orange County Courier that's going to rip the lid off of them.
I do not understand why they shouldn't publish something
man,
that you...
When a
wait,
gay
just
man
hear
speaks,
me out.
When a
let
gay
me,
man
let
speaks,
me finish.
People listen or they're homophobic.
I don't understand why they're homophobic because they didn't do something that you wanted them to do. You're one person out of the millions of people. You're asking for special treatment because you're gay.
Don't you do what gay people tell you to do?
No, I don't.
Then
I don't do what anyone
why do you
tells
hate,
me to do.
Why do you hate gays?
I don't, but I'm telling
why
you
does she hate?
You must hate them.
No, I don't.
You don't do what gay people tell you to do, though.
It has nothing to do with if you're gay or not.
Let me clarify here. What do you mean, do what gay people tell me to do?
Suppose you had a gay landlord.
Okay.
And he told you to pay the rent on the first.
I'd do it.
Then you're not a homophobe. Ma'am?
I do not
what
pay
are you
attention.
Ma'am.
If you are gay or if you are straight,
wait a second.
That's your business.
Wait a second. If you had a gay landlord, would you pay your rent when he told you to?
Yes, because he's
there
my
you go.
Man.
You're not
because he's my
then
landlord.
You're fine. You're not a homophobe.
Oh, come on, man. Jeez. If the landlord tells me to pay the rent, I'm going to pay it regardless of whether he's gay or not. Tells me to pay the rent on the first, tells me to pay the rent on the...
Well, then you're a Democrat. You're a liberal Democrat.
I'm just a guy that doesn't want to get thrown out of my apartment, pal. That's what I am.
Jesus, are you pissed off?
Yeah, I'm pissed off at your idiocy. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
See, you can call me an idiot because you're on the other end of the phone. You think because I'm gay, I can't open up a can of whoop-ass on you? You think because I'm gay, I can't...
Wait a second, Doug. This hasn't got anything to do with a physical confrontation, and I'm not a homophobe. I didn't call you an idiot. I think some of your comments might be idiotic. I didn't call you an idiot.
Well, that's the way I'm taking it, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Oh, you're a talk show host. Listen, girlfriend, you know I can slap you around. And
okay, fine. You can slap me around. You know what? You're a child. Here is Virginia Beach on the Phil Henry Show.
I want to be taken seriously, Phil.
I understand. Virginia Beach, hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
Listen, I'm a lesbian. I've been out 10 years. Okay, so I see your 2 years, Doug, and I raise you 8. Okay?
Here we go. Here's another humorless lesbian to call. That's great.
Oh, please. How
come lesbians got no sense of humor, okay?
Okay. You think this is a
I
joke?
Thought that was pretty funny.
Homophobia is not a joke, okay? There are real fish out there to fry, and if you think that the New York Times selling newspapers...
No, Wall Street Journal.
Oh, whoever. Is homophobia, then you know what? Go visit Stonewall. Go to the March on Washington. Are you going to be there in April? I don't think so.
What March on Washington?
There's a March on Washington in April?
What?
April 30th, March on Washington, the Millennium March.
About what? About what?
About
Good.
Gay rights and issues?
It's a gay rights march. You don't know anything about it?
Are you gay or not?
Ma'am, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Are you?
A gay man and a gay... No, I'm not a gay man, darling. I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, duh.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the drift on that real early on.
Okay. You have no earthly idea what homophobia is.
So where
is.
Are you going? You're going to the march on the what?
It's a gay rights march on April. Even I know about it, okay?
April 30th.
When did you find out about it, Phil?
As soon as this lady mentioned it.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
But I'm not gay, am I? I'm not keeping up on the gay issues. You ought to be. You're the writer. You're in touch with everything, man. You're the guy that's sitting there at the newspaper. You got all those wire services.
Let me tell you something. I fight my fights one battle at a time. I take
this
on the wall.
This is not a fight. This is not a battle, Doug. Come on, give me a break. Just because someone didn't take you seriously, it's homophobia?
I cover entertainment. I don't cover gay issues per se, okay?
This is a gay issue.
People like you that are always throwing your homosexuality up in front of everybody else really make me sick.
Me?
What are you talking about?
Darling, you heard me.
First thing she said,
the
gay.
First thing you said, the first thing out of your mouth was, hi, Phil, and by the way, I'm a lesbian. Who cares?
The first thing you said was, I'm a gay journalist.
This woman needs to get off the golf course and get to the real world. Did you go to the Dinosaur?
No, you know, darling, I didn't.
You're asking me if I go into the big gay rights. Did you go to the Dinosaur?
No. Dinosaur is a social event. It has nothing to do with gay rights.
You went to the Dinosaur, didn't you, Phil?
I went 2 years ago with my wife, yeah.
Got in a dyke bar, too, didn't you?
Watch your language.
Hey, I'm a gay man. I can say it. Did you go to
no,
a dyke bar?
No, you can't. No, you
I can't.
Can't. See, that's
look
at
honey, you may be a lesbian.
Of idiocy that keeps people, you know.
Did you go to Dykes on Spike? You didn't go to Dykes on Spike?
No.
What's
didn't.
Dykes on Spike?
That's the Dinosaur.
Oh, man. Look it, pal. All I'm asking you is, how come everything turns into a confrontation?
Let me ask this caller in Virginia Beach, okay? No kidding. Because you and I fight some of the same battles. What do you do for a living, by the way?
What do I do for a living? I'm a retail store manager.
Okay, but you and I, you see it every day, right? You see the homophobia every day, right?
Yes, and this is not homophobia, dear.
What do you know about me?
What do I know about you? I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist that has a chip on his shoulder. But
bingo,
I
there you go.
Listen to him.
I got no chip on my shoulder.
Yes, you do.
Well, I'm not carrying a baseball bat around on my shoulder either, like you.
I'm carrying a baseball bat. No, see, darling, I was on the interstate, okay? I got so angry with you calling this homophobia. I got off of the interstate on an exit of somewhere. I don't even know where I am.
Let me ask you a question.
Just to confront you, because this is not homophobia.
Let me ask you, you like Skoll or Copenhagen?
You know what?
Tyler, wear a baseball cap?
I am 5'6".
You know what I'm talking about.
I have long blonde hair,
right.
Blue eyes,
right.
I'm 135 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem getting a date on either end.
Who's your favorite comedian?
Who is my favorite comedian?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
You lipstick?
Excuse me?
You're full on lipstick.
Yes, darling, I am a lipstick lesbian. Don't you wish you were?
Oh, man, I would. Oh, boy.
You know what? See, you are making this into some kind of a personal attack.
Sometimes I am, honey.
It has nothing to do with a personal attack.
Sometimes I am.
It's about homophobia.
It's about
homophobia. And you know nothing about homophobia. You live in California in a little glass ship.
And you don't know whether or not
I live in the South, darling.
You don't know whether
I try homophobia in the South.
Oh,
you
come on.
You know nothing about it.
Oh, everybody does.
Georgia, Tennessee,
come on.
North Carolina, and Virginia.
Well, half the members of the Klan are fags. What are you talking about? And as far as lipstick goes, sometimes I do wear a little.
Okay. Half the membership of the Klan.
Full-on fags.
Well, they'll be happy to hear that.
You are living in a dreamland. What do you know about the Klan?
What I know about the
Klan?
I dated a guy. I dated a member of the Klan for a while.
Oh, boy.
I did.
That shows your morals right there.
Well, hey, I'll tell you this right now. I like
this. Did he just give you good you-know-what so that's why you dated him? You didn't have to do with his views?
Tell you what, you know that pointed hat? You know that pointed hat on his head? When he pulled his pants down, it's the same damn thing.
Oh, wow.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Uh-huh.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Here, the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. God, I feel off today. My wife and kids got back from their Disney cruise last night, and suddenly I'm not feeling too good. I'm kidding. Well, not really. Do you think it's got anything to do with them? No, it's good to see them. It was good to see Maria with her. My wife has corn rolls, so that was an exciting, very exotic. Got them in the Bahamas. She got her hair corn rolled. I got a fair-skinned, blonde-haired wife who speaks Spanish, who has a Hispanic surname, and she's blonde, and she's got corn-rolled hair, and she's the bomb my baby is. Anyway, I'm feeling crappy. What happened? You know what it was? I'll tell you what it was. I react badly to chocolate and sugar. I had two big Mounds bars yesterday, and I had a big Butterfinger today. I feel like crap. I got an allergy to chocolate. You know, I might as well let you guys in on the big secret. I can't eat that stuff because it gives me a raging headache, and I love it. I mean, I love the taste of it. I love the look of it. I love the feel of it. I love for all you do, this bud's for you, man. Do you think they brought back, Taylor thinks they brought back some tropical disease from out of the country. They were in the Bahamas. Worst of all, they were in Florida. They brought back some tropical freaking disease from FLA, some disease that makes you want to wear your pants too tight, gold chains, and wrap a bandana around your head morning, noon, and night. And guess what happened to them as they were getting on the van going to the, I believe it's Port Canaveral where the cruise ships go, and they take you down to the Bahamas, and you spend your time for the next week acting like a bunch of rich kids, like maybe your stepdad has money or something, which, of course, I don't. So some guy is getting in the van with them. This is, forgive me. I don't know how to say this, so I'm just going to say it in the manner that I don't know how to say it in. This is very East Coast. Some guy is getting into this van wearing the sucked-up tight Speedo pants with a tank top and the bandana wrapped around the head, and he's got the gold chain, okay? And Maria says he's standing up on the edge of the van to put some bags on top. And you know the mesh netting that comes in bathing suits? This clown has got these pants on so tight that his sack comes squeezing out one side in the mesh netting. My wife about puked. Because this cat has just got to have it all that, you know? Now, I'll go on with that story, but we have received phone calls from some five female drummers. And I know this because of how I dressed when I lived in Florida. Yes, exactly, Craig. Thank you, you asshole. Now, anyway. Hi, Kathy. How are you? Hello, Kathy.
Hi, I'm here. Sure.
How you doing, huh?
I'm doing fine.
I know it's tough. You're probably at your drum kit and you've got the phone, right?
Yep, that's it.
And to give us a little background, I'm flattered that we have a female drummer. Not that there aren't any there, but they listen to my show. So, first off, are you a session musician or you just play them for fun, or are you in a band, or what's the story?
Oh, I was in a garage band when I was about 15 years old.
Awesome. How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
50.
And so when you were a little kid, 15, man, that was a long time. The girls didn't play drums then.
I know. I was like pre-Karen Carpenter.
Awesome. And you were in a garage band. Was there other chicks in the band, or was
no.
it guys?
No, I was the only girl.
And you were the drummer.
Yep. Yeah, and I had to sing a lot of the songs because the guys were just learning how to play guitar.
And you were the most proficient member of the band?
Yeah, right.
All right, what do we got? Oh, we're asking for Wipeout.
Okay.
Do you know the solo to Wipeout?
I think I can do that.
All right, you go ahead and you put your phone down and you get comfortable. Just put it in a place where we'll be able to hear those drums.
Okay.
All right, Kathy.
You want me to do it right now?
Right now, dear.
Okay.
Female drummer Kathy, one of five that called the show. Might want to pot her up, Craig, as high as we can. If she's got her boyfriend playing these stinking... That was Kathy.
There I am.
That was tremendous. I heard you talking to a man. That wasn't the guy playing the drums.
Oh no! That was my daughter telling me to go.
I heard you talking to a man, and you tell me that was your daughter.
No, my husband was in.
Oh,
all
right. Thank God. That was awesome. Why the hell don't you keep on gigging and doing the thing you do?
These are my daughter's boyfriend's drums here at my house.
And she probably plays like circles around this guy.
Yeah. Oh no, he's one of those new type drummers, you know, with the double pedals and all that junk. And
what do you mean when you say double pedal? You mean like double bass?
Yeah, and I'm kind of a Ringo drummer.
You got a pretty good. I mean, she's got some good chops there, Craig.
Oh, thank you.
You're awesome, Kathy. All right, you get a Phil Henry Show CD, which we don't ordinarily do. We do this for charity, but we're gonna give you a CD, okay?
Oh, thank.
All you have to do is send me $20.
Uh-oh.
All right.
I can do that.
I'm joking. Hold on.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Kathy.
Thank you.
You got guts, and guts is enough, as Arlie Ermey said in Full Metal Jacket. Private Joker's got guts, and sometimes guts is enough. He's ignorant and he's stupid, but he's got guts. So there's Kathy, drummer. Kathy. So anyway, this guy at Disney World with his ball sack hanging out of his Speedos. What kind of... Pal, get a clue. It ain't sexy. And he's there with his wife and he's got his two daughters and they're going to go over to the cruise ship. And he's got the big tight pants sucked right up the crack. And oh, he's all that. Phil Henry Show here. We won't be right back. 1-800-449-8686.